You're listening to Central Time on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Veronica Rickert.
And I'm Rob Ferret. It's day two of the Democratic National Convention in Philadelphia, and this morning Senator Bernie Sanders addressed the Wisconsin delegation breakfast. WPR Capital Bureau Chief Sean Johnson's reporting now from Philadelphia this week, and he joins us with the latest. Sean, welcome back.
Hey, Rob.
Well, last night, some big-name speakers, Michelle Obama, Senator Elizabeth Warren, and Bernie Sanders. What was it like there in the arena last night, Sean?
It was pretty electric. I mean, these are some fan favorites among Democrats that were all going last night. And on a day which saw and heard some boos by Sanders supporters at the start of the convention, just at the mention of Hillary Clinton, those tapered off a little bit as you got into those big-name speakers toward the end of the night. I mean, Michelle Obama is extremely popular among Democrats. Elizabeth Warren, Senator Warren, is a huge favorite of Bernie Sanders supporters and Democrats at large. And then you heard Bernie Sanders himself, who got a three-plus minute standing ovation. So got pretty noisy in the arena last night, and I think you're probably going to hear that a little bit more later this week.
I understand rules and platform were passed earlier today. Anything notable from that?
So that ended up happening yesterday, and it was not notable, I guess, is what I can tell you. I mean, everything that came out of committee, basically, and these committees for the Democratic National Committee met at length on this stuff, that all is what was passed on the floor. So, you know, there were some Sanders delegates who wanted to move the platform to the left on issues like trade, who wanted to abolish superdelegates. That did not happen. Superdelegates are still going to be a factor in the Democratic Party's nominating process, although they may be scaled back a bit. And the language on trade won't be quite as strong as what Sanders supporters were hoping for.
You've been tracking the Wisconsin delegations both at the Republican convention last week, now at the Democratic convention this week. Bernie Sanders made the rounds at a lot of state conventions this morning, or state delegations this morning. What did he have to say to the Wisconsin delegation over breakfast?
Yeah, at the Wisconsin delegation, he had a pretty friendly crowd. This is a state that Bernie Sanders won, and so he had a majority of Bernie Sanders delegates in the room. So Bernie Sanders basically told the crowd there that they had a few jobs ahead of them to continue what he called their revolution.
Our job is multifold, it seems to me. Number one, obviously in the next few months, we have got to do everything that we can to make sure that Donald Trump, who in my view is the worst, least prepared candidate for president in my lifetime. Number two, we've got to obviously elect Hillary Clinton. Number three, we have got to stay focused on our issues and force every level of government to represent working people.
Sean, applause at that last line there. Not applause on the "we have to elect Hillary Clinton and defeat Donald Trump." How was the speech received by the delegation, which, as you say, had a lot of a majority of Sanders delegates there?
Yeah, I mean, they liked him. I did notice that he slipped through that Hillary Clinton line really quickly, and it was sandwiched between two things that, people in that room couldn't really disagree with. They wanted to defeat Donald Trump, and, they support his goals going forward as far as empowering working people. So, brief mention of "we got to vote for Hillary Clinton," obviously, right there in the center, and then a big applause from the crowd, and Sanders was off to other state delegations.
Talking to WPR Capital Bureau Chief Sean Johnson, reporting from Philadelphia and the Democratic National Convention. That was Senator Sanders. I understand U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin spoke to the delegation this morning. What did she have to say?
She did. Her message was what you're hearing from a lot of Democratic leaders right now, and that is that you really don't want to have Donald Trump be president of the United States, and that if Democrats ever want to enact their agenda, they're going to need control of all branches of government, and that includes the presidency, so they're going to need President Hillary Clinton. She also talked to reporters afterward about the significance of what's going to happen tonight. They're going to have the formal nominating process, and this convention is going to nominate formally Hillary Clinton to be the Democratic Party's candidate for president. Senator Baldwin said, that's big for practical reasons. She'll be able to bring her life experiences to the presidency, but also symbolic reasons.
That symbolic power should never be underestimated. For a young person to see the first African-American president, for a young person to see the first woman senator, for a young person to see the first openly gay member of the House of Representatives or the Senate, all of those can tell a young person, I can do anything. I can aspire to do anything. This is a country where I can be whatever I dream of being if I work really hard and dedicate myself. And that's what I heard Michelle Obama saying. And I think a lot of people will experience that moment this week. And it may even surprise them.
And Sean, Senator Baldwin's Wisconsin colleague in the U.S. Senate, is up for re-election this year. A tight race. Russ Feingold running against Senator Ron Johnson. Has the delegation there in Wisconsin been talking about that, or is all the focus pretty much on the presidential race?
They kind of talked about it in the same breath as we need to support Secretary Clinton. So we need Secretary Clinton and we need Russ Feingold. Actually, Senator John Tester of Montana was there today. And he talked to the Wisconsin delegation as well. So he said he was going to be presumptuous and thank them ahead of time for returning Russ Feingold to the Senate.
Now, we've seen some delegates, Sanders supporters, trying to make a ruckus, some protesting, some boos on the floor during speeches. The Wisconsin delegation, the Wisconsin Sanders supporters, have they had much to say about that, or have they been participating in that?
Yeah, From what I'm told, there are a couple of Wisconsin, at least a couple of Wisconsin Sanders delegates who are participating. I'm not sure to the degree. I mean, you, as a member of the media, you can be on the floor of the convention itself a little while, but not for long. So you don't get to observe all this stuff. But I'm told there are a couple. By and large, the Sanders delegates that I talked to say, even though this isn't the way we want it to turn out, they're going to vote for Hillary Clinton in November. Some of them talk about it in very pragmatic terms, really no glee in their voice, but they say, considering the alternatives in front of me, I'm going to vote for Hillary Clinton. It will be interesting to see how the crowd acts tonight, especially Sanders supporters, when Bill Clinton speaks to the arena. Bill Clinton is an obvious choice for a convention like this for so many reasons. He's a former Democratic president. He's a really great speaker at events like this. And he is, of course, the husband of Hillary Clinton, the presumptive nominee. But Bill Clinton is somebody with whom Sanders supporters have had some issues, especially on trade. I mean, he signed NAFTA. So the reception that he gets tonight is definitely worth watching.
And the roll call event, are people, presumably the outcome is that Hillary Clinton will no longer be the presumptive nominee. She'll be the actual nominee. Are people expecting much drama, maybe protest during that? Or is it expected to be just mostly hoopla and maybe a tone of glee in some voices?
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised if there was some level of protest during that. I'm not sure to what degree. I think what you want to watch for tonight is, will Bernie Sanders do what Hillary Clinton did in 2008? When this roll call tonight is it's kind of pomp and circumstance. They could cast all these ballots privately, obviously, but they make a show of it. And as they were making that show in 2008, Hillary Clinton came to the floor and said, let's suspend the balloting and support Barack Obama, to huge cheers from the convention. It could be that Bernie Sanders would do the same thing tonight. We'll see how that's received if he does.
Sean, thanks a lot for keeping us up to date there.
You're welcome, Rob.
That's Sean Johnson, WPR's Capitol Bureau Chief. He joined us live from Philadelphia for the latest on the Democratic National Convention.